Vili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Vibracha. We're up to Simon Peta Siv Hei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Im Hischil Lechol Kodem Alos HaShachar Tzarech LaHafzik Piyesham Im Shein Tzarech LaHafzik. A person began eating before Alos HaShachar. So do you have to stop when Alos HaShachar comes? It's a machlokas. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ikar is Kesvar Rishona, that we stop at Alos HaShachar. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is talking even if you began Beheter. You began eating more than a half hour before Alos HaShachar, so you didn't do anything wrong. When Alos HaShachar comes, we assume you have to stop. Aye, by Mincha, if you start Beheter, you don't have to stop. So here it's different, because we have the Asmachta we mentioned in the previous year. Losochu al Adam, you're not allowed to eat before you daven for your dam. So it's more severe over by Shachris than by Mincha, and therefore you have to stop. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that within the half hour before Alos HaShachar, it's usher to start eating at all. Well, it's usher to start eating. The Mishnah Berurah in Mishnah Berurah Kav Zayin, B'toch Hatzisha usher l'haschu lechol, as we see later on. Now, that means you can't eat more than a small snack. So a small snack means yoser mi kibetza of mizonos, or if you drink something that's mili, something that's mishaker, that something intoxicating, but to drink regular things is mutter. So within the half hour before Alos HaShachar, you can eat fruit and berei nefashos foods, and drink whatever you want. But you shouldn't eat, a piece of cake that's bigger than a kibetza. When is this lemaisa? This is lemaisa for people that get up early to eat before a fast day. The fast starts at Alos, so people get up early, and they want to eat a little before Alos HaShachar, so they can have more strength for the fast. So if you do that, you shouldn't eat al michyas cereal, you should have berei nefashos cereal. Don't have Wheaties or Cheerios, you should have cornflakes. That's what this halacha means. It's interesting, the poskim say that this isser of eating a half hour before Alos HaShachar, eating more than a small snack, doesn't apply to women. It only applies to men. So if a woman gets up early to eat before the fast, she could have the regular alamichya cereals, and she's not limited to this Isser of Te'ima. It's a little bit unclear why this extension of the Isser to the half hour before Alos HaShachar doesn't apply to women. I saw that some posts can explain as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says later on that a woman is chayiv to daven two tefillos a day, Shachris and Mincha. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that many of the poskim say that be'etzem, really a woman's chayiv is only to daven once a day. That's Minna Yerushalayim. It's very nice to daven twice, but the real chiyuv is only once. So it could be that since a woman's chiyuv is only to daven once a day, make a radin, so then it's a little bit less severe, the iser to eat before the zman of davening. So maybe because even if she forgets, she's only forgetting shachris, but really she's only chayiv once a day, and mincha was also good enough for her fundamental chiyuv. So it could be that's why this extension of the iser, the chumrah to the half hour before Alos HaShachar, doesn't apply to women. Based on that idea of Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Okay, see above. Even to learn, the Shulchan Aruch says, is usher, once the Zman Tefila has arrived. Now, this is talking about someone who's regularly spalled Beis Midrasho, and a regularly Beis Knesses. The person normally davens at home by himself. So we're afraid if a guy is learning, and he normally davens by himself, he might get so involved in his learning, he'll forget to daven. Ikil mechesh dilma mitrid begirsei. And he'll miss the Zman Kriyashma. But if someone normally does go to Shul, so then it would be Mutter, because his normal Regilus would remind him to not to forget. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you ask your friend to remind you, your friend's not learning. Oh, to make sure to go daven when you finish learning, then it's Mutter. Oh. So nowadays that would mean, Rav Neman Saul quotes in his Mishnah Berurah, if you set an alarm clock to remind you to go to daven, so then that would be mutter. So if a person's learning alone, and he's for some reason going to daven be yichidus, It would only be mutter to learn if he sets an alarm to remind him to make sure to daven afterwards. Again, if he normally goes to shul, then the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter anyway. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch says, what if you're giving a shir? So then even, let's say a group of people, they learn together, and they daven together. They don't go to daven with the minyan in the shul. There's no minyan in the neighborhood. Then it's mutter, even if you're not regular, to go to shul, because the schus of the rabbim is a very big deal, and that's a heter. Oh, obviously it means that they're not going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema. Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter l'istaper l'chanes l'merchatz, shulgazer l'samuch l'mincha shudaber ha-matsui. You can go in, you can take a haircut, or go into a bathhouse before Shachris, because the Isser there was only, that's Usher before Mincha, which is a common occurrence, that's when most people go into the bathhouse and get haircuts at that time. What are we afraid of? So by the haircut, we're afraid there'll be a delay, the scissors will break, and the merchats used to be a big deal. They spent a lot of time there, so we're afraid the person might forget and he'd miss mincha. Well, but that gzeira was only at mincha when it was common. But in morning, it's not so common to do this, so they didn't make the gzeira. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out here as follows, that we're talking here before Alos HaShachar. But after Alos HaShachar, it would be usher to do this, and you can't go to a merchat or get a haircut after Alos HaShachar in the morning. Well, what if you're doing something that the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'likno sar chesud b'erev Shabbos kodem tefil l'shari, d'chefzei shemayim hema." To go buy food for Kavod Shabbos before davening is mutter on Friday. That's a mitzvah of getting ready for Shabbos. But during the week would be usher. We mentioned in an earlier shiur, of Shlomo Zalman says, if your kids need food for breakfast, and that's part of getting them ready to go to school and learn, so that would be mutter even during the week to run to the makolet and back before Shachris. Well, now here, the poskim discussed taking a shower. When they went to a Beis HaMerchatz, that was a whole big deal, a bathhouse. Nowadays, a shower is a much quicker thing, and the minig is that it's mutter, Rav Nevensol says, and others say as well, and even to use soap is mutter. There was a discussion about that. And as far as a haircut is usher, there's a discussion about shaving, and there's a machlokas haposkim, is a mutter to shave before davening in the morning, because shaving is a quick thing, it's quicker than a haircut, so that's a machlokas haposkim. You have to ask your posek what to do.